We kind of ought to be in a little Bible study circle, shouldn't we? Anyway, there we go. It's good to have God's word. We ask you to bless the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, that they would be acceptable in your sight, Lord, and that they would find their mark through your Holy Spirit in the hearts of those gathered here this day. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk about selfless living, about bearing fruit. But as we were going to have that children's activity, it's important that we ground that in our everyday lives. We could talk about that in a big kind of global way, and it wouldn't connect with our everyday lives. So I want to talk about it, hopefully, in ways that are real and practical for us here and now in the lives that we lead in this rural area. And I want to talk about God's equipping of us through the Holy Spirit indwelling presence to be able to live selfless lives and bear fruit for God. I'd like you to listen again to what Judy read, just two verses out of Galatians 6, verses 9 and 10. Let us not become weary of doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people. And that's the simple, everyday, practical application. It's not hard to do good. And God gives us opportunities all the time to do good. So as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people. So Jesus, in the passage that Sprud just read, commands us in this way. I chose you and I appointed you to go and bear fruit. Love each other. It's pretty simple. I chose you. God chose us. Jesus chose us. Each one of us. And appointed us. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Appointed us to go and bear fruit. Appointed us to love each other. And he equips us, as I said before. Those who abide in me, Spud read, and I in them bear much fruit. Keep our hearts and our minds and our souls fixed on Jesus. Remain in Jesus, and Jesus through the Holy Spirit will be at work in us. Paul says, again in that passage from Galatians, as we have opportunity to do good. And Jesus through the Holy Spirit is going to prompt you, prompt me to do good. I'm going to use an example of Annie now, and I asked her permission for this. I didn't know she wasn't going to be here, so I said to her, I don't want to embarrass you, but I want to use an example of doing good. Annie offers generous hospitality to our Ni Vanuatu friends. Even when she was dealing with her personal grief of the loss of her brother, Annie was caring for the women in that same week. She's had people home for Christmas, including a couple of fellas that frequent the op shop, Jules. She's constantly caring for our Ni Vanuatu friends and others. And that selfless living, that good that she's able to do in a simple kind of way, that hospitality will bear fruit in her life and in the lives of others and in the lives of others. It's cyclical. It just is never ending. When I was the moderator of the Northern Synod a theme that I had was living in the abundance of God from John 10:10, where Jesus said, I've come that they may have abundant life. Abundant life. Life to the full. Life overflowing. To live out of the abundance of God is to live selflessly rather than live for our own self and for our own gain. Because we know that in God we have abundant life. We know that in God we are provided for. All of our needs are provided for. And so we can live selflessly because of that faith in God who promises us, Jesus, who promises us abundant life. Life overflowing. In 2015, the Spirit began in me a reflection on the spirit of generosity. And that reflection led me to have some really profound conversations with young people in the life of the Uniting Church nationally. I reckon it's the spirit of generosity which enables us to live selflessly. And it's the spirit of generosity which can profoundly impact the community and will bear fruit. As we, as a faith community in this place, in the rural area, operate out of a spirit of generosity, then that's going to bear fruit in this community. The spirit of generosity doesn't look at our lack, doesn't look at what we don't have, it looks at what we do have and makes that available and uses that and gives that away, knowing that we live abundantly and it'll be replenished. And you can talk about that in physical, material ways, or you can talk about that spiritually, because that's what happens spiritually. This morning, we're going to break bread together. We're going to receive the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're going to be filled afresh in that act of communion as we gather as community. Hallelujah. And so, spirit of generosity, at a personal level, the Spirit is constantly filling us that we might give of that spiritual gift. And at a material level, if we live in that, we're not naive and stupid and go and do things that we can't afford to do. But because of the abundance of God that Jesus promised we'd live in, we can do things immeasurably more than we might ask or imagine, the Scripture says. So that's the spirit of generosity. I want to talk about a woman called Dorothy Day. Dorothy's no longer with us. She was born in the 1800s. I don't know whether any of you have heard of Dorothy Day before. She's an American Catholic. Some of you may have heard of her. She died in 1980. She was a journalist and an activist. As a young woman, she wasn't a Christian. She was a social activist, but late as in her adult life, she gave her life to Christ. And she remained a social activist all of her life because we know that Jesus was a social activist, so that's true to Christ. But she gave her heart to Jesus. And among the many things that she wrote about and did in her life was to care for those in poverty. And she wrote a lot about poverty and a lot about Christianity. And I want you to listen to the words she said about Jesus' command to love each other. We cannot love God unless we love each other. And to love, we must know each other. We know Jesus, we know God in the breaking of bread. Just like the men on the Emmaus Road. It was when Jesus broke the bread that they knew Jesus. We know God, we know Jesus in the breaking of bread. We know each other in the breaking of bread. And we are not alone anymore. Heaven is a banquet, just like the banquet we're going to share. Heaven is a banquet. And life is intended to be a banquet, she says. Even a crust, even sharing a crust, there is companionship. We've all known loneliness, she says. And we have learned that the only solution is love. And that love comes with community. And so this morning, we'll break bread together as the community of Christ. Hallelujah. Can you see the application in the illustration I used before about Annie and our Nir Vanuatuan friends, or hospitality? The two single guys that turn up at the op shop regularly that finished up at Christmas at Annie's. What came to me when I read Dorothy Day's words was a picture that I'd seen on Facebook recently. And it was a picture of Palestinians in Gaza. And it's like the pictures that we see on the news. They were surrounded by their destroyed homes, by concrete and steel and that horror that you see on the television screens. But they were gathered around a fire. And they were gathered in a little circle, probably about the same number of people as we have here, men, women, children. And they were sharing some bread, flat bread, that they'd baked over that fire. They were surrounded by the destruction, and they were probably surrounded by their dead relatives buried under that concrete and steel. But they were gathered as community around the bread that had been, that they'd baked, the little flour that they'd taken and baked bread. And I want to say that Jesus, that God, was right there with them. The psalmist says it very plainly. He says, trust in the Lord and do good. And God will make your righteousness shine. Now that sounds big and mighty. So you can break it down to the simple chorus. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Trust in the Lord and do good, and God will make that light in you shine for others to see. So the gospel reading, Jesus urges us to remain in him and promises that he will remain in us through the Spirit. Jesus said, we're branches of the vine. And individually and collectively, we become the community of Christ, the community of love. And that is who we are as we gather to worship. And that is who we are as we break bread together this morning. So my friends, individually and collectively as community, let us choose to live selflessly, to do good, to love others, to break bread. And then the Spirit at work in us and in the world will produce fruit, fruit that will last. Hallelujah. Beloved, love others and go and bear fruit. Amen.